Live, 855-453. It's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. It's what we do here on Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Go check out freetalklive.com. We've got all kinds of services there for you. For instance, news.freetalklive.com, where you can get all the updates of all the things that are going on with Free Talk Live, new stations added, people interviewed, awards we've won, whatever. All the things that you might need to know about Free Talk Live, you can get them from news.freetalklive.com. We've got the options of emailed updates, Twitter, Facebook, however it is that you want to get your news. It's news.freetalklive.com. It's Mark with you.
And Stephanie.
Here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. Let's go to Ed in Tennessee. Ed, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Ed.
How y'all doing?
Hi.
Good All's well.
Hey, I want to comment on the Indian Native Americans. I don't know if y'all know this, but we prohibited alcohol for them, except on weekends only for quite a while. And it's
okay.
Resulted in a binge drinking that just destroyed them. Said compare with other communities where alcohol, you know, was readily available, not that big of a harm compared with that, prohibition, of course, as y'all know.
So you think it's behavioral? You think that it's behavioral and not biological that people who...
I've never looked into that more. I've never read anything that...
It's probably both. I mean, because there are people say that...
Biological. I don't really know enough to talk about it.
So, Ed, people say that Native Americans have a different gene or different allele for the alcohol dehydrogenase enzyme, which metabolizes alcohol. And they don't, they metabolize it more slowly or something like that, so alcohol kind of hits them harder. And it may contribute to addiction or something like that, but, you know, if you have this gene, and then some...
Sure didn't help is all I was saying.
Oh, I would agree.
Absolutely.
I was just wondering, you know, trying to get where you're coming from on this. There is a new prescription drug out there that will essentially make alcohol of no effect for you. So you can take this and
of no effect?
I believe that I believe.
Are you talking about Antabuse?
I don't. Yeah, something like that.
Oh no, that's not what it does.
Okay, tell me
about
it.
So there is a drug that you can give to people that inhibits the enzyme aldehyde dehydrogenase, which, so when alcohol is metabolized, first it gets converted to, acetaldehyde, and then acetaldehyde gets metabolized. So and acetaldehyde is what makes you feel like you have a hangover.
Okay.
It makes you feel sick.
Okay.
So if you block the enzyme that gets rid of acetaldehyde, then you feel really sick. And if you even have a little drink, you feel like you have a terrible hangover.
I see.
So this is given to people who are having struggles with alcoholism because it will make them feel very sick if they even drink a little bit.
I think there may be something else out there. I believe I've read an article.
Maybe I just don't know about it. It's entirely possible.
Certainly possible. I tend to doubt when I'm, when I'm sitting on the high ground of medicine and you're on the low, I'm really doubting my position on this one. It doesn't, but I'll try to look it up during the break and see if I can come up with what I was talking about. But Ed, please continue.
Yeah, I don't want to have anything to do with that, that's for sure. Stephanie, again, circumcision, where do you think it comes from?
Religion. Yeah,
religions do this insane nonsense. And look, Stephanie, I want you to look up something and talk about it here.
Sure.
Go to YouTube and you'll love this doctor. Dr. Dean Adele on circumcision. Just type that in. Go to YouTube. Dr. Dean Adele.
He's a very popular radio doctor.
You'll love this guy. He's retired now, but you'll agree with, I guarantee you, 95% of what he's been saying. Like, you know what he says about homeopathic medicine? Don't worry about it. You can take it. It can't hurt you. Nothing's in it.
Yeah, that's the whole point.
And
we should make a distinction between homeopathic and naturopathic.
Homeopathic is this principle of diluting something tens and thousands of fold, so it's like there's nothing in it. just water.
I'm telling you, you'll like this guy if you don't know much about him.
He
busts everything. All he does, he's a retired like doctor. I think his family had money. You can look into him, but all he does is research. And he can tell you exactly where to go if you think you can refute him. He challenges anybody. Like Rush Limbaugh saying, don't get the flu shot. Dr. Mm-hmm. Dana Dale's on the same stations as Rush Limbaugh. You know what Dr. Dane said? Now, are you going to listen to Rush Limbaugh, or are you going to listen to 99% of the scientists in the world?
Yeah.
Now, are you going to not take your flu shot?
I'd love to talk to this guy about flu shots.
Well, I think you have an allergy, don't you, Mark?
I don't know. I mean, you know, I can assume, but I've taken two flu shots, and I've been the sickest I've ever been in my life after taking these two flu shots. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you're talking about an adult
so rare,
having a...
Mark.
What's that?
That is so rare. I mean, infant.
It may be.
Stephanie,
yeah.
You should know, you're studying to be a doctor now.
Sure.
Check out Dr. Dana Dale. I guarantee
I just Googled him.
98% of this guy.
Yeah, thank you, Ed. I really appreciate that. And,
that
you know, I was laughing at that, the whole...
Hey,
the whole...
and Stephen, let me in with this. Mm-hmm. Dr.
Okay.
Dane him say, condoms prevent AIDS, not circumcision.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. Yeah, that's true. Ed,
absolutely.
Thanks for the call, 855-450-3733. Yeah, I mean, all I can do is speak to my own experiences in having a flu shot.
And I trust scientists more than Rush Limbaugh. That's why I was laughing at that.
Right, and I tend to also. But... You know, I know that scientists create medicine, and medicine is a business, and the business would love to sell you its product, whether you need its product or not.
And it's very heavily involved with the government.
I've heard that flu shots, you know, how can they have the right strain of flu all ready to go 6 months earlier and know what's, you know, that it's just a shot in the dark as to whether or not they're going to be preventing the strain of flu that might go around. I don't get the flu every year by any stretch of the imagination. I get colds.
Yeah. I mean, it's different for a person who might die if they get the flu
than
a person who probably, like you, Mark, you're healthy, you're young, you're not going to die if you get the flu.
The chances of getting the flu are slim, and the chances of getting killed by the flu shot are slim. But I can tell you that if I hadn't have been in my mid-20s when I got that flu shot, I'll bet you it would have killed me. I mean, when I say the sickest I've ever been, I'm talking about the sickest I've ever been.
Wow.
It was just, I mean, you know, I crawling to the bathroom kind of sick.
Wow.
I couldn't stand up on my hind legs. That's how ill I was.
Oh,
and,
my.
You know, it was a bad, bad scene. But, you know, and I don't know. I imagine.
And you also had a bad experience where a doctor didn't really listen to you about that, right?
Sure.
You told a doctor about that, and they dismissed what you had to say.
It couldn't happen. Uh-huh. And I've had plenty of doctors say it couldn't happen. You know, it's a dead virus or something like that inside, and I don't know anything about this stuff. But I do know what my experiences are. So, I listened to a doctor who said that it's just a coincidence. And I said, okay. And I took another flu shot, and it happened again. And at that point, I'm done. You know,
right,
nobody can tell me anything.
It could have been a coincidence one time, but if it happened again, that seems more likely not a coincidence.
Somebody who's one of these people that seems to have faith-based beliefs around medicine tell me that I needed to... I asked him. I point-blank asked him, how many times do I need to get one of these flu shots and get sick from it to know that flu shots make me sick? His answer was 34. Screw you, buddy.
Well, maybe he's talking about statistical probability.
I have no idea what he's talking about.
But yeah,
he's not
he wasn't
talking
considering
about me
your feelings
shots.
At all. And your comfort, sure.
Yeah. Absolutely not going to happen.
I mean, the patient matters, right?
Indeed. 855-450-3733 here on Free Talk Live. So there's a story, very, very strange story, of a 6-year-old who's being charged with sexual assault. Who's been charged with sexual assault.
Oh, has he been charged? I thought he was just
had been charged.
Okay. Wow.
I guess it's the way a 6-year-old in California.
Wow.
And
6 years old.
I don't think people are even going to believe this story. You're talking about a child playing an innocent game of tag on the playground with other kids his age, and somehow or another, some teacher decides the best way to handle this is to. Set in motion having this child charged with sexual abuse.
It doesn't seem like it helps anybody involved, that's for sure.
855-450-3733 here on Free Talk Live.
Do you have paternity question? In the past, paternity tests were usually expensive and results took weeks. Now, Identigene offers a DNA paternity test that is easy, affordable, and confidential. Identigene is fully accredited and is the only DNA paternity test kit trusted by America's Pharmacy. The Identigene kit is easy to use and contains everything you need. Answers are available in 2 days. For more information, go to Identigene.com. Look for Identigene at the drugstore. Identigene, test assured.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's the Sickle Toll Free call in line. 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
And Stephanie.
Live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. You can call in and talk about whatever it is you want to talk about. But if you don't have enough time to read books anymore, audiobooks are a great way to get in all that reading that you want to do without carving time out of your day to sit down and read a book. Audible.com is the leading provider of premium digital spoken audio information and entertainment. They've got all the categories of books that you might want to consume: business, classics, fiction, erotica, history, science fiction, as a matter of fact. You know, all these books that you feel like, man, I should be reading that book. Audible can make it easy for you. It's fast, easy, and affordable to download audiobooks from Audible.com. I listen to audiobooks all the time, and Audible has made it easy for me to do the downloading. If it's easy for me, I think you can probably handle it. You can get a free gold membership and try it out. See how easy it is to do the download for free at audiblepodcast.com/FTL. audiblepodcast.com/FTL. And pick from the 150,000 titles they have there and find something that's right for you. It's audiblepodcast.com/FTL. So, excuse me, Stephanie. apparently, I'm all choked up about Audible. They're giving us a free book. I can't believe how much they love my listeners. They're giving a free book to them at audiblepodcast.com. I love these people. Please, go on with the story about the six-year-old charged with sexual assault.
So, yeah, this is pretty unbelievable, and it just shows the sad state that the government schools are in these days, that you're getting more militarized. And we've read a lot of stories over the past couple of weeks of kids who have been basically charged with crimes at school, misdemeanors, and been arrested at school and even jailed maybe from something that they did at school, which wasn't really a crime. It was just like disobeying teachers and things like that. And
yeah,
it's
amazing. Schools really are using the police for an enforcement arm these days.
Yep.
In ways that they never would have done when I was in school. Never.
Yeah,
I mean, if you brought drugs to school or something when I was in school, yeah, you could probably expect to be marched out in handcuffs. But that's it. I mean, you know, there were fights. They didn't arrest people for fights in school.
Yeah, there was a school cop that was, like, walking up and down the hallways in my school when I was in middle and high school. Mm-hmm. And it really just seemed like he did nothing, like he was just there to get the kids used to having a cop there. And, like, maybe obeying him, I don't know.
I think to some extent that's what a school resource officer is about, is to, to sort of...
Well, I don't know if they called it the resource officer, but it was like the school cop,
yeah,
the school police or whatever. So here's the latest headline in this continuing trend of militarizing and policing the schools. It's from CBS Local San Francisco, and the headline is Hercules Family Battles Sexual Assault Claim Against Six-Year-Old. And I guess Hercules must be the town in which they live. So an East Bay dad claims a game of tag on the playground resulted in his six-year-old son being accused of sexual assault, a decision he said was an overreaction by school officials. Really, you think? That's a little bit of an understatement.
Yeah.
The parent, who was asked only to be identified as Oswin, said his son was accused of brushing his best friend's leg or groin while the two were playing on the playground at Lupine Hills Elementary in Hercules 2 months ago.
Yeah, I can't tell you how many times my groin got touched or hit while on the, you know, playing games. Soccer ball right there, and you roll around for a little while. It's not a sexual assault.
Yeah, especially not if it's not done purposely,
intent,
right?
Intent.
Yeah.
It's a pretty important aspect of sexual assault, in my opinion. Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, I guess I would like to know more about it. Like, were they playing tag where the object was to touch the person's groin, or were they just playing tag and it happened to brush against the leg or the groin, as they said in the article?
I wonder. You know, I mean, I think that one could set up a game of tag as a six-year-old without having prurient thoughts of, you know, oh, you got to touch that part, it's funny. You know, like, I...
Yeah, and if they did have those thoughts, I would question where they came from. Like, where did they see, you know, is there some sexual abuse going on, maybe?
Some kids are more sexualized than others, but, I mean, you know, I would think that it would be possible for kids to... You know, to just be sort of playing it as a joke in an innocent way, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But
sure.
Anyway, that's not what was happening here, so let's not muddy the water.
Yeah, I know. I'm curious, like, a little bit more detail, so I don't know. Maybe someone could call in if they know into our show. But so Oswin, the parent, says his child was kept in the principal's office for 2 hours until he confessed. So we have a forced confession. He was suspended, and a sexual battery charge was placed on his permanent school record. So he was incarcerated, he had a forced confession, He was charged and convicted, all without due process and without a trial.
I think people...
Six-year-old.
Sometimes have doubts. And I mean, the six-year-old, I think, makes it pretty obvious that, you know, some adults can stand around a six-year-old and get them to say what they want that six-year-old to say. I think that pretty much everybody is clear on that. That a six-year-old isn't going to know what a sexual assault is, isn't going to know what the results are going to be for their life, and that they know that if the authority figures stand over a child long enough, they're going to get them to do it.
Yeah.
Now, I think that some people would have doubts as that child gets older, and I would say that as that child gets older, it would be less likely that they would be able to be converted. But, you know, the fact is, they get all kinds of forced confessions. There's all kinds of systems for getting people, you know, if you're coercing somebody that does not want to confess, which is what a cop's job is, and thank goodness that they can do it, if getting people that don't obviously want to confess to confess, then at some point you're going to get somebody who actually didn't do it to confess. Because
you
know, some minds are weaker than others in certain areas, and, you know, it's just what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's very disturbing that they could just do this, and it really seems like they're mimicking the judicial process. And the most disturbing thing to me about this whole situation is that nowhere do they mention, you know, whether he apologized to his friend, whether the friend felt hurt or
right.
you know, thought that this was not okay. They don't mention anything about the victim here, or the alleged victim.
Right, the alleged victim. And right. I wonder, you know, did some teachers see this happen and, you know, interpret it in whatever way they saw it happen, you know, interpret it? I don't know.
Nothing about the victim's parents either. It says they're best friends. So, I mean, it just seems like the focus is entirely in the wrong place. And, of course, that's the same thing with the so-called justice system, or the injustice system, as some call it. The focus is on retribution, punishment, instead of restitution, which means restoring the victim to their former state of being whole, you know, making amends somehow.
Right, if there needs to be any amends in a voluntary game of tag.
Sure, yeah, and I don't know if there does.
You accidentally hit somebody in the crotch and tag, you say, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's your restitution.
Yeah, exactly.
To me.
So, there's a little bit more to the story. To me, it's an overreaction, said Marilyn Cheeks, a parent that whose kid goes to the same school. Legally, there's no such thing as sexual assault for a six-year-old in
right.
California. It wasn't until Oswin and his wife got a lawyer that the school backed off.
Right.
District officials declined to discuss specifics. Pass the buck. It's out of our hands.
Oh, yeah. We can't talk to you about it.
They did confirm that an investigation was conducted and that the child could not be charged with sexual battery. The claim was removed from the boy's record.
855-450-3733. You trust these people to educate your kid?
Yeah.
855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com, or call 877-327-0365.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. It's the SACL toll-free call in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about, 855-450-3733. It's Mark.
And Stephanie.
Live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. And I know this story is going to raise some eyebrows. It's from New York Times and nytimes.com, written by Mark Lacey. And it has to do with some folks shooting pictures of the president. But first.
Yeah, real quick, I'd like to let you know about the Free State Project's Liberty Forum. It's coming up in, 4 weeks?
Yeah,
for something like that, 3 weeks maybe. It's one of the largest Liberty gatherings in the world, and you can come to it. And if you come, you can meet all the Free Talk Live co-hosts. And you can partake
most of them will be there.
In a lot of cool socializing with other liberty-oriented people. It's a convention-style event at a hotel, the Nashua Crown Plaza in New Hampshire. And there are a number of keynote speakers, including Joel Salatin, who is a farming entrepreneur. That should be interesting.
Yep.
It's going to be a very diverse kind of group of people. I think Peter Schiff will be there, another keynote
speaker. Joel
Salatin,
what's he say, everything I want to do is illegal?
Yeah, everything you want to do is illegal, right? Practical.
And this has to do with farming.
Yeah, I know. I know. I don't have trouble believing him from based on what I've heard about the farming regulations.
Yeah,
but
I'm very interested in what he has to say.
Me too. And if you're interested in what he has to say, you should go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum and get your ticket with coupon code FTL2012.
Yeah, you really should. And you got to get your hotel room reserved quickly because you never know whether they can sell out.
They might already be sold out.
They might.
I think they have some left. Yeah.
I think I'm reasonably certain that they do not.
And they're
not sold out.
If you're having trouble, I mean. There are so many options for the tickets. Like, it's completely a la carte, so you could buy just a pass to see the speakers, or you can buy a pass with some lunch included, right. Well, and choose by the day.
You get all the meals. You
can buy
everything.
One day, 300
bucks.
Yeah.
With coupon code FTL2012. That's a really good three-day seminar rate for anything.
Mm-hmm. Lots of bang for your buck.
Indeed.
So freestateproject.org/libertyforum and use coupon code FTL2012.
Very good.
So what's going on, Mark?
Well, Phoenix, Arizona, the Secret Service said Thursday it was looking into a photograph posted on the Internet that showed a group of young Arizona men posing in the desert with guns while holding up what appeared to be a bullet-ridden image of President Barack Obama's face. The photograph showed seven casually dressed young men, four of whom clutched weapons, and one of whom held up a T-shirt covered with small holes and gashes bearing a likeness of Mr. Obama above the word hope. The words held aloft appeared to be the weapons held aloft, appeared to be a revolver, bolt-action rifle, and two assault rifles. Mm. We're aware of it, and we're... assault rifle's a funny term. It means...
Yeah.
A rifle that... What's it mean?
Yeah, the rifle doesn't assault people.
Yeah.
It's the person who's using it. And maybe they're assaulting people, or maybe they're just doing target practice.
We're aware of it, and we're conducting the appropriate follow-up set, said the Secret Service spokesman there. The photograph, along with the remark, "Another trip to the ranch," was posted on January 20th on the Facebook page of Sergeant Pat Shearer, a police officer in Peoria, Arizona, a Phoenix suburb. The image was removed from Sergeant Shearer's page on Thursday afternoon, shortly after inquiries about it to the Peoria Police Department. Sergeant Shearer, a decorated officer who was honored in 2007 for helping save a driver trapped in a burning vehicle, did not respond to a request for comment on Thursday. J.A. Davies.
So was the implication that he took the picture, or that he was in the picture?
I think that's the implication, yeah.
Well, I don't like what they did.
What do you mean?
It creeps me out. I really don't like it.
I wonder about this. I've certainly put holes in paper that have images of people on them. My friend... If, you know, we go out and, you know, there's, I have an air rifle, I've talked about it on the air, and I can fire an air rifle, and he gets these movie posters cheap from some place, and, you know, just getting rid of them, and so we'll shoot movie posters. It's not because I hate Kevin Bacon or Arnold Schwarzenegger, we're just shooting at things.
Yeah.
Putting holes in paper.
Right, but you wouldn't really care who was on it. You just want an image that kind of looks like something that you can aim at, right?
It's just, you know, it's just something different to shoot at than... Something different, less costly to shoot at than, targets.
Sure.
The targets are better, for sighting things in. You can tell where you really hit and stuff like that. It's just better to have targets for that purpose. But it's also interesting to have interesting things to shoot at.
But, like, you know, when you get a group of people who are really into guns and they choose a picture of Obama, who is...
What about Osama bin Laden? I mean, it was really popular to buy those.
I don't really like the sentiment behind that either. I mean, I wonder if people will chastise me about that, but it just seems to desensitize people to killing. I don't know. I mean, and it seems to be just like taking out this anger and aggression on an image of somebody that you don't like, you know?
I think it... I'm going to ask you one more question. Okay. What about the silhouette images of the sort of the black silhouette guy? I mean, not a black guy, but I mean, you know, it's a black silhouette of a male that you sort of see whether or not you hit the heart or the head or you got a body shot there, you got a head shot. What about those?
Yeah, I mean, that it's obvious that it's a cartoon, so it's not as if you're shooting a person.
Doesn't mean as much to you?
No, yeah, that doesn't bother me as much. But it's like when you choose a person with facial features that you can identify and you know that you are shooting at that particular person and maybe you fantasize about shooting that person, that's when it starts to get really scary and dangerous seeming to me.
I wonder...
The lines between fantasy and reality can blur pretty easily. And in this world where a lot of people are very desensitized to violence and they're... not necessarily able to distinguish fantasy from reality sometimes, some people, you know.
I don't like it, and I don't like it for a different reason. I think that, you know, having put holes in paper, and it means nothing to me when I do it, I believe that I could put holes in paper, and it would mean nothing to me. I don't think I'm really shooting Osama bin Laden or Barack Obama if I'm shooting pieces of paper, and I've shot neither of these.
What if somebody shot a picture of you? Yeah. Would you feel scared?
I don't know. I would not feel scared. I would feel like that person doesn't like me. And what I believe it is it's just another symptom of people taking sides. That's
so you
people
think they're
on the
shooting
other side
at like what he represents instead of
I
him.
I think so. I think that that's what it's about for them.
It could be, but like if you oppose an idea, the way to counteract,
ideas,
yeah, exactly. But if you oppose an idea, it seems like if you're going to carry on that metaphor, if you're shooting at an idea, well, you're shooting at it. You're not counteracting it with your words,
sure,
with your ideas. You know, but you're using violence to oppose something
violence
that you don't
is
like.
Powerful, right? I mean,
Of course, it's powerful, but it's the tactic of the state that we're all saying that we oppose, and then
it's
to
the,
use it.
It's the tactic of humans to some extent. I mean, you know, it wasn't the state that assassinated MLK.
A guy that was sick
of hearing his talking.
A few people don't represent humans, though, and a few, you know, seriously traumatized and hateful people don't represent all humans.
I've heard people, you know, the claim you're making, I've heard people make it before, and I don't know. I really do believe that humans are a pretty brutal primate that... especially the males, their sole purpose is to go out, kill stuff, bring it back to be eaten, or to, you know, kill and injure the other males that might be coming to take the females. And, you know, that this is borne out
actually,
in the animal kingdom all over.
Okay, so actually if you look at sort of evolutionary clues, a lot of the species where there's a lot of violence, like gorillas... the males will fight with each other for the women, or for the female gorillas, excuse me. And so in male gorillas, they're a lot larger than the females. There's a huge difference between the size of the males and females. But with humans, males and females are not that much different in size, maybe 10 to 20%. So that suggests
33% is from what I've seen is the size difference. The average woman.
Well, it's not five times bigger like a gorilla, you know. So it's
It's not five times bigger.
Well,
a silverback's big. I'll give you that.
Well, I mean, a lot of people cite that as a clue that humans did not evolve to do a lot of physical fighting, especially like the males with each other. And I think there are lots of other arguments that humans are not like inherently these brutish, vile. Violent, you know, evil things.
I'd be interested in talking to anybody who has evidence about that. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
I have this dizzy feeling every time I get out of bed, like spinning. I don't know why. It's awful.
I get dizzy when I read or work on the computer.
I get lightheaded walking down a hall or aisle.
Or unsteady on my feet.
I lose my balance and get a little motion sick.
It's like vertigo. That dizzy feeling in a car, train, or airplane.
It's awful. An inner ear problem.
Most likely your vestibular system.
Now there's Zyvestra.
An amazing, fast-acting...
dual-action tabs and targeted cream you rub behind your ear.
Behind your ear.
And it works in an advanced homeopathic way to relieve dizziness.
It relieves that vertigo feeling.
That dizzy feeling, gone.
Zyvestra is amazing. No more suffering from dizziness and queasiness.
Wake up with better balance.
Call right now for your risk-free trial of Zyvestra. Call 1-800-304-1684. 800-304-1684. Stop the dizziness. Call 800-304-1684. That's 800-304-1684.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce this glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call in line. It's the last segment. The Sunday show, the live Sunday show. Call in. We might be able to squeeze you in at 855-450-3733. It's Mark.
And Stephanie.
Yeah, I want to tell you about amp.freetalklive.com. There are a couple of different ways that you can support Free Talk Live. One of them is the AMP program, where you can sign up for our sort of, you know, our little Mickey Mouse Club. We'll get all kinds of benefits, whether it's, there's a special section in the forum at freetalklive.com, at bbs.freetalklive.com. There's a call-in line for amplifiers. We ask for $3 a month. There's a commercial-free podcast. If having those ads in the podcast really bug you, well, you know, you can get one with commercial-free. It's amp.freetalklive.com. Really, what it's for is for people that support Free Talk Live and spreading the message of liberty. I believe that Free Talk Live is probably the most effective way to spread the ideas of liberty. Barring the Ron Paul campaign, admittedly, that guy's had a great deal of success, but... You know, Free Talk Live is very successful, and we can do a lot more with a lot less, frankly.
Yeah.
$3 a month is all we ask for the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. Also, if you're going to purchase anything at amazon.freetalklive.com, or Amazon, excuse me, go through shop.freetalklive.com. You can find your country there, purchase your stuff. You'll get the same prices, the same service, and we'll get a little cut of it. It's shop.freetalklive.com. Stephanie, I don't remember exactly where we were, but we were preparing to throw down over whether or not the human race is a violent race, mm-hmm. a violent species.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking during the break with one of our crew
groupies
here that sits in the studio. And I really, this is one of those cases where I'm like, oh, God, why wasn't that on the air?
Yeah.
Because it was so great. And... Brian pointed out, and I'm going to try to recap here, because I think what was said was really important, because he found the middle road between where we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And rather than, you know, debating it, I want to point out what he said. And he was talking about chimpanzees versus bonobos, and how...
Well, they're both kinds of primates, and they're both great apes that are basically equidistant from humans on the evolutionary tree.
Yes.
So we share a lot of DNA in common with chimps and a lot in common with bonobos.
Yes.
Right, and so a lot of people will say that because chimpanzees have been observed to have some violent behavior,
mm-hmm.
infanticide, rape, beating, and, you know, dismembering,
oh, yeah.
those kind of things...
They kill each other.
They do. They fight a lot. And bonobos, on the other hand, have never been observed to have those violent behaviors.
They're much more likely to give a BJ.
Yeah, they have a lot of sex for fun, actually.
Yeah. bonobos have sex for
every
fun.
Every combination of bonobos with every other.
And they you know, sort of, they figure out their social hierarchy based on sex, and it's, you know, it's...
I don't think they really have much of a hierarchy, actually.
Gorillas
are more hierarchical, but
people
anyway.
Would have to read about them to, I mean, I know...
Yeah,
you know, basic
they're
stuff
basically bonobos are peaceful. Chimps seem to be violent, right?
More so.
So, what's the difference between chimps and bonobos?
And what Brian speculated was scarcity. That one side of the Congo River had less scarcity than the other. The bonobos never had to learn tool making. They never had to learn.
They're too busy having sex.
Yeah, they're all just sleeping in one big pile there.
Monkey pile.
Puddle. And. You know, and so the suggestion was that scarcity was causing this. And I think that that's probably true.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't think that humans are inherently violent. They're inherently capable of violence, just as the bonobos are incapable of violence if they wanted to. Bunnies fight.
I would agree with that. I would agree.
What they do is they fight over things, and they usually fight over things, commodities. And there's a few of them that...
we all know your favorite one, Mark,
right. Well,
you love to say.
If you want to have another term for it or whatever, you know, the animal kingdom, procreation is important, and males fight over the ability to have to be able to procreate. It's not uncommon. And females generally don't have to fight over that. There's not the females out there rearing up at each other, female grizzly bears rearing up at each other in order to be able to mate with the bear, the big boar.
Mm-hmm. But in bonobos...
He'll spread it around.
Wow. Okay. Anyway. So,
but
yeah.
Scarcity's not there. So
I know.
Not the fight.
I agree with you, Mark, that human beings like do have the capacity for violence, especially if they're traumatized or desensitized to it, and they're taught to accept violence as okay. But I think that if you look at, like, the military, I mean, the process of, you know, kind of training people to accept killing and to revel in killing and to cope with it in certain ways that don't really, you know, allow them to think about it too deeply, I guess. You know, why do people have to be taught that? Like, if humans were, like, an inherently violent species, then why would there have to be those sort of training camps where they break you down mentally and... You know, try to get you to accept killing.
I think that probably the way to get good at killing is killing. But, you know, I agree that they make their, you know, their efforts to dehumanize the enemy and, that, you know, have it so that you rely on training and all those things. And that's probably, to some extent, a good way to just remain alive when in a battlefield situation.
Yeah. But again, that's scarcity, and that's conflict, you know.
You know, they put you in, you know, they used to put soldiers behind soldiers in order to prevent the soldiers from turning around and running away.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this was relatively common because they didn't have things. Nationalism wasn't this idea that was as pervasive. You don't need to do that now, you know, I mean, because, you know, people, that's my flag, and I'll fight and I'll die for that flag, and that flag's important, when really that flag represents a bunch of old, lying, cheating politicians in Washington, D.C.
Well, that gets to the really important point about this for me is that I get a little bit uncomfortable when people say things like humans are a violent people. You know, people are just violent by sheer human nature. That's the way we are. Because I think that can be a justification for violence.
Okay.
Like, if that's how humans are, then it must be okay, right? And no, it's not okay. You know, I don't want to excuse violence or condone it. And I think that there is a lot of evidence that, you know, there might not be... go ahead, Mark.
Studying the Quakers, I've studied a people that believe in peace. But as the time goes from, you know, Quakers didn't initially, in the first decade, didn't initially believe in peace. They took on some other groups, like the Diggers and the Ranters and just a bunch of other groups. And
Ranters?
The Ranters, yes. you read about it in the English Revolution, but anyway.
I think I'm a Ranter.
they took on these different groups, and at some point they figured, well, we can't fight the man, so the best thing to do is to be peaceful. And that was about maybe, you know, within the first decade. As, you know, generations went on, I don't think the Quakers understood why they were nonviolent. You know, they're, you know, kids upon kids. They don't understand the purposes of it. So I think you actually have to experience the violence, at least in your heart, if nothing else, in order to turn away from it, to see that it is not a good solution to problems. You know, and that's one of my observations along the way. I'd say that, yes, children that were raised in peaceful environs are likely to be peaceful people. I will absolutely concede that in a moment. But at the same time, I think that, you know, that violence perpetuates itself and has perpetuated itself since the dawn of time, probably due to scarcity. You know, somebody said, wow, we can go out and do a lot of work, or we could just go there and take it from them. And, you know, some did, some didn't, and it probably, you know, these things seem to go on.
Well, and some probably, you know, some humans probably lived in, like, groups where they kind of shared things like food and stuff like that, so it mitigated the scarcity, and then there was, like, reciprocal sharing, so that, like, if one person came...
I don't know whether it mitigates the scarcity or not. I mean, you know, there's a lot of evidence that communism actually creates scarcity, but, you know, maybe...
Yeah, well, I mean, not as a political system. I'm talking just, like, kind of tribes of people that might have lived together in, like, small camps or nomadic things, like hunters and gatherers.
I think if you were raised in it...
Some of the contemporary ones, like the contemporary hunters and gatherers that have been studied by anthropologists, they will actually do things like when they go out, you know, some people will... go out
you can't
to gather
eat
food.
A whole pig by yourself.
Right, right, exactly. And some people will come back with, like, you know, empty-handed, and some will come back with a big, you know, they hit the jackpot and get a lot of yams or
lots
whatever.
Lots of roots. Hey, look at this little squiggling grub. Yum!
Well, they probably did eat insects, too.
I'm sure they did. Insects are... Well, I mean, if you're eating lobster or shrimp, you're eating insects, essentially. I mean, what are they...
Exactly.
And they say they taste the same.
Yeah.
And by the way, if you have shellfish allergies, don't eat the crickets. I mean, you know,
yeah,
these are little bits of advice, but sure, they, you know, I think that sharing inside of a society is going to create bigger, you know, better bonds, and, and if it's
more like a family, it's like a large family,
yeah, I
would say.
Exactly like that.
Yeah, and I mean, I think the world is getting more peaceful as time goes on.
I would agree with you that the world is getting more peaceful because violence is a poor system for solving problems, not because the people are choosing to break the cycle of violence for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I personally have decided to break the cycle of violence for myself, and other people like me are going on and doing that. Now, every single day you have to do this. If you're going to be a love-illusionary, and you know I hope to be, you've got every single day to work on that and try to... you know, show love and peace to your neighbor.
Yeah.
It's been Mark.
And Stephanie.
You can check us out at freetalklive.com. Download anything you want and play around on the board. Freetalklive.com.
Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're in Australia and trying to figure out how to buy bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.
DigEdPress.com is your home for illustrated science fiction and adventure. Escape from Terra, Volume 2, continues the bold adventures of intrepid space pioneers as they find wealth, freedom, and a giant Elvis hit in interplanetary space. Venus Crumb is where swashbuckle meets steampunk, and this offbeat space pirate saga written by L. Neil Smith and illustrated by Scott Beezer. Both books are $14.95 each and available now at DigEdPress.com.